Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
My daughter currently attends first grade at a local public elementary school, where she is required to wear a mask both indoors and outdoors. Last year, we were encouraged when the school decided to return to in-person learning ahead of other local schools, and we felt the mask mandate was a reasonable short-term trade-off to stop the virus spreading and keep the schools open. A year and a half later, this is no longer a reasonable or temporary policy. It's time for the mask to come off. Today, we have widely available vaccines for both adults and children 5 and over. The vaccines have proven effective at reducing the risk of serious illness and death. We also have new antiviral drugs that are effective at treating COVID-19. We now know that severe illness in young children is exceedingly rare. Data from the CDC shows that more children are hospitalized from the flu on a normal year than were hospitalized from COVID last year, and that's unvaccinated children. Finally, we have a variant that is both more transmissible and less severe, meaning that cloth masks do little to impede the spread of the latest variant. Dr. Fauci himself admitted that Omicron will, quote, ultimately find just about everybody, calling into question the whole mitigation strategy to begin with. But what's the harm, you say? Why not take every precaution? It's become increasingly clear that our response to COVID has had detrimental effects on our children's learning and well-being. Masking impedes communication, language development, and crucially, young students' ability to read facial expressions of others, which is critical in developing empathy and social skills. A recent study published in Nature showed that pandemic-born babies scored almost 2 standard deviations lower than those born before it on a suite of tests that measured development. Masking is devastating to the hearing impaired who rely on lip reading. Kids with asthma suffer as they're forced to wear masks outside during recess while struggling to breathe. It also teaches students to fear human contact and close proximity to others. Current mask policies mean my daughter has never gone to school without a mask on in a year and a half since she started kindergarten. She has literally never seen the faces of many of her peers or teachers, as masks are currently required both indoors and outdoors. Our policies must balance the benefits of masking with the costs. A quick point of clarification, removing mask mandates does not equate to banning masks. Everyone's personal medical situation is different. Ending the one-size-fits-all mandates means allowing students, teachers, and kids to choose for themselves. For those that desire to continue masking, wearing an N95 or like mask will protect them even when others are not masked. We should fully support their right to do so. The tide of public opinion is slowly shifting. A new survey from Monmouth University finds that 70% of Americans agree with the statement, "It's time we accept that COVID is here to stay and we just need to get on with our lives." News establishments such as the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Atlantic have all recently published articles supporting an end to mask mandates in schools. As the Omicron surge recedes, it's time to transition to treating COVID as the endemic disease it is. It's time to lift the mandates and give parents, students, and teachers the freedom to make their own decisions on maskings. This has been Mike Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.